It's in about 3 minutes to LOS, and I have your consumables update.
Ready, copy.
Roger, at 123+00, RCS total, -7%, alpha, -12%, bravo, +4.5, Charlie, -7, delta, -6.5, your hydrogen total, -1.4 pounds, oxygen, +1.7. Over.
However, figured those hydrogens and oxygens out a couple of days ago. I must have known what he was doing.
Okay, I think I read that oxygen. It's a +17 pounds.
All right. Still closed.
Roger.
Eagle and Columbia, this is the backup crew. Our congratulations to yesterday's performance, and our prayers are with you for the rendezvous. Over.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Glad to have all you big room full of people looking over your shoulder.
We had a lot of help down there, Jim.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal with Columbia going behind the moon toward the end of that pass. Apollo 11 backup commander Jim Lovell, who's had some experience in lunar missions, came up with his congratulations for a job well done and mentioned that he would be here giving moral support during the rendezvous sequence to follow. There will likely be further communications with Eagle until the command module comes around the corner again, some 44 minutes from now. We'll bring the circuit back up as communications resume, perhaps playing catch up with tape recordings. And at 123 hours, 10 minutes, ground elapsed time, 1 hour 11 minutes to ignition. This is Apollo standby. Let's listen in again.
Well, let me give you a few comments with regard to the geology question of last night. We are landed in a relatively smooth crater field of elongate secondary, circular secondary craters, most of which have rims irrespective of their raised rims, irrespective of their size. That's not universally true. There are a few of the smaller craters around which do not have a discernible rim. The ground mass throughout the area is a very fine sand to a silt. And I'd say the thing that would be most like it on Earth is powdered graphite. Immersed in this ground mass are a wide variety of rock shapes, sizes, textures, rounded and angular, many with varying consistencies. As I said, I've seen plain, what looked to be plain basalt and particular basalt, others with no crystals, some with small white phenocrysts, maybe 1 to less than 5%. And we are in a boulder field where the boulders range generally up to 2 feet, with a few larger than that. Now, some of the boulders are lying on top of the surface, some are partially exposed, and some are just barely exposed. And in our traverse around on the surface, and particularly working with the scoop, we run into boulders below the surface that is probably buried under several inches of the groundmass.
Tranquility Houston, Roger, very fine description.
Now, I suspect this boulder field may have some of its origin with this large, sharp-edged, blocky-rim crater that we passed over at final descent. Now, yesterday I said that was about the size of a football field, and it has to admit it was a little hard to measure coming in, but I thought that it might just fit in the Astrodome as we came by it. And the rocks in the vicinity of the of this blocky rim crater are much larger than these in this area, some 10 feet or so, perhaps bigger. And they are very thickly populated out to about 1 crater diameter beyond the crater rim. Beyond that, there's some diminishing, and even out in this area, the blocks seem to run out in rows and irregular patterns, and then there are paths between them where there are considerably less surface evidence of hard rocks. Over.
Tranquility Base, Houston, we copy. Thank you very much. And Tranquility Base, we're through with arranging. You can take your S-band function switch to off reset. Roger. And Tranquility, I have a LEM consumables update for you.
Roger, ready to copy.
Okay, at 123 plus 00, RCS Alpha. 78% PQMD. Bravo is 76% PQMD. Descent 02 is 62%. Descent ampere hours are 590 remaining. Ascent ampere hours are 574 remaining. Over.
Roger, copy. Sounds very good. Thank you.
Roger. Tranquility Base, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger. For your P-57 here, well, we did a little looking around, and it looks like Sirius and Rigel out of detent 6 would be real good on that. The sun angle on Sirius is about 43 degrees, and on Rigel it's about 55 degrees. Over.
Roger, Houston. The only trouble is that the sun is in number 5, the closed one, and it appears to also be close enough to detent 6 to shine on the far side of the cone, and it completely obscures detent 6. I'm unable to use that at all.
Okay, we understand it now. Thank you. Tranquility, Houston, for your information, the circuitry looks real fine on that ASIN engine arm circuit breaker.
Roger, I don't think I could get it out now if I wanted to.
Roger, we copy.
And it looks like in detent 6 I can pick up Venus right at the fringe, but I can't get anything else.
Roger.
And by the way, Houston, our EVA antenna did retract.
Roger. Mighty fine. Thank you. Tranquility, Houston.
Roger, go ahead.
Roger, looks like you're going to have to reposition the radar here. We suggest you may want to start your TIG minus 45 minute point in the checklist at about TIG minus 50, over.
Roger, why do you think I need to move the radar?
Well, we thought that you probably wouldn't be able to get the star there.
On the rear defense, the radar can be pointing plus X, and I'll be using right rear. That's okay.
Roger, that's fine.
This is Apollo Control. We're some 57 minutes, 22 seconds away from ignition on the LIM ascent back into lunar orbit. Some 30 minutes away from acquisition of the spacecraft Columbia as it comes around again on the 25th revolution. And the latest information from the scientific experiments placed on the lunar surface last night by the Apollo 11 crew. Our science support room here in Mission Control Center reports receiving continuous data from the passive seismic experiment. The passive seismic experiment, part of the early Apollo science experiment package, which has the acronym ESAP, recorded the astronauts' footsteps on the moon. Also sent down signals when the crew climbed up the ladder back into the Eagle, and recorded a strong signal when they expended portable life support backpacks and other pieces of equipment were jettisoned out Eagle's front hatch. Let's rejoin the conversation.
One more late checklist change there on rendezvous radar position for liftoff. Over. It's on page surface 57.
Roger, go ahead.
Okay, on surface 57 there in your verb 21, noun 73. Trunnion, leave it at 180. The shaft, we'd like 335. Over.
Roger, understand. Shaft 335.
Roger, and if the steerable doesn't quite hack it on liftoff, it looks like the forward Omni is good for about 30 to 60 seconds after liftoff. And then the aft Omni antenna is good for the rest of the ascent. Over.
Roger, copy. Houston, we've got two angles here at 3 minutes in ascent. Would you confirm those? Pitch 134 and yaw minus 32. Over.
Tranquility base. Roger, we verify those are correct.
This is Apollo Control. Here in Mission Control Center, Flight Director Glenn Lunny is polling the various positions here in the control room on their readiness to go ahead with the ascent on this next pass as the command module comes around the moon, and we're some 53 minutes now away from ascent. Meanwhile, back at the scientific experiment situation, another attempt is scheduled today to shoot another laser beam up to the laser retroreflector, which is the other part of the experiment package left on the moon. The seismic experiment will continue to record and send back measurements to mission control, and will probably receive its strongest signal when the ascent engine ignites and starts Eagle on its way into lunar orbit and rendezvous with Columbia. There's considerable amount of conversation going on with the crew, even though command module or Columbia is behind the moon at this time. Rather than disconnect the air ground line and be in a tape playback mode, we'll leave the circuit up all the way through to loss of signal on the next rev, when both spacecraft will go behind the moon. At 123 hours, 29 minutes, and standing by, this is Apollo Control.
Tranquility Base, Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger. Eagle's looking real fine to us down here. We have a fairly high confidence that we know the position of the LM. However, it is possible that we may have a planes change. But the in the worst case, it would be up to 30 feet per second. Of course, we don't expect that at all.
Okay. Houston, Tranquility Base, since we're still got plenty of time, I think I'll go ahead and recycle on this 604.
Tranquility, Roger, that's okay with us. And we assume that the primary canister is still aboard. Is this correct?
We have one primary canister on board and one secondary. The other primary is out in front of the Z plus Z pad. Over.
Roger, we copy. Thank you.
The thing looks consistent today.
Hey, that's affirmative. Bye, guys. Looking great.
Houston, did you copy 905, and are you looking at 93, over?
Tranquility Base, it's beautiful.
Okay, we'll proceed.
Roger.
I know where the star is. I'm not sure the Bings knows where gravity is.
Okay.